Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2401. What's the minimum amount of exercise you need to stay in shape? By Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. Remember, you can send one in at oldpodcast.com/ask or email it directly to health@oldpodcast.com. All right, and with that, let's hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. What's the minimum amount of exercise you need to stay in shape? By Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. It's taken longer than you expected, but you're finally there. You've got more muscle and less fat than ever before. You've built a level of conditioning that would leave the bionic man feeling in need of an upgrade. But there's a problem. You feel tired, burned out. The thought of training 5 to 6 days a week for the rest of your life just to maintain your current shape is about as appealing as binge watching an entire series of the most boring show you can think of. If any of this sounds familiar, I have some good news. It's a whole lot easier to maintain a given level of conditioning than it is to build it in the first place. In fact, you may be surprised at just how little training is required to maintain most of your gains in strength, size, and aerobic power. As an example, a study from Canada shows that you can get by training just once a week without losing any strength. Researchers placed subjects on a resistance training program for 10 weeks. They were then assigned to one of two groups for a further 6 weeks. Group 1 lifted weights just once a week. Group 2 did so twice a week. Subjects who only trained once per week were able to maintain strength in 4 of the 6 exercises they were tested on. Their performance in the leg press and leg curl actually improved. Even when the maintenance period is stretched out for 8 months, lifting weights just once a week is enough to maintain gains in muscle mass. Researchers from the University of Alabama at Birmingham got a group of subjects to lift weights 3 times a week for 4 months. Each workout involved 3 sets of 3 exercises, knee extension, leg press, and squats, for 8 to 12 reps. The subjects were then assigned to 1 of 3 different groups for the next 8 months. One group stopped exercising altogether. Group 2 cut back from training 3 times a week to training once a week. The third group reduced both the number of weekly training sessions and the number of sets they did in each workout, going from 3 sets per exercise to just 1. Unsurprisingly, subjects who quit exercise completely lost most of the muscle they'd built. But those who continued to train once a week, even those who cut back on the number of sets they did in each workout, were able to maintain most of their muscle mass. Also, both maintenance programs increase strength by 7-8%. The same principle holds true when it comes to maintaining aerobic power. Research published back in the 1980s tracked a group of 12 subjects who took part in a 10-week exercise program. The program involved cycling and running for 40 minutes 6 days each week. This was enough to increase aerobic power by an average of 20-25%. Subjects were then placed into one of two groups and continued to exercise for a further 15 weeks. Group 1 trained at the same intensity and duration for 4 days out of the week. The second group did the same thing, but trained only twice a week. The researchers found that aerobic power remained the same in both groups. That's despite the fact that group 2 was training only twice each week, while group 1 was training 4 times per week. If I suddenly fell out of love with training and decided to perform as little of it as humanly possible, here's what I'd do. My first port of call would be the 2-day version of Muscle Evo, which involves lifting weights just twice a week. There's research out there showing very similar gains in size and strength whether you train a muscle group twice or 3 times a week. To sum it all up, you can maintain any given component of fitness, be it muscular size, strength, or aerobic power, with a lot less work than it took to develop it in the first place. Training intensity, meaning how hard you work, rather than frequency, how often you train, or duration, how long you train for, is the key to maintaining your conditioning. In other words, if you've been lifting weights that limit you to somewhere between 5 and 8 repetitions, then make sure to keep the weight at or around that level. Likewise, if you've been used to training at 80-85% of your maximum heart rate, then make sure to maintain that level of intensity if you cut back on the frequency and duration of your workouts for any length of time. You just listened to the post titled, "What's the Minimum Amount of Exercise You Need to Stay in Shape?" by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking about how one of the most important aspects of exercise is frequency. I said it's not important to worry about the duration of your workout or intensity, but in today's article, Christian said that the most important thing is intensity. So what gives? Here's the deal. When we think about those that are just starting out, newbies to exercise, or those just getting back into it, the most important thing is to get in some structured activity most days of the week, whether it's for 5 minutes or 30 minutes, whether it's low intensity or high intensity, just fit it into your schedule. But again, in today's article, Christian talked about the importance of intensity. But Christian said that intensity is most important for those that want to maintain their fitness. So that means exercise frequency is most important for beginners, but intensity is most important for those with experience and want to maintain their fitness, or basically what they've already built. And hopefully that explanation is not as clear as mud. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a wonderful week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.